Integrated.
What do you mean?
Too many of us struggle to integrate our faith into our lives.
Is it both?
When the head is full, but the heart is empty, the soul becomes cold and lifeless.
So it's both, together.
This is the integration where faith finds its true power.
Oh, now I get it.
Welcome to Integrated, where theology and life come together. And now your host, all the way from Sharpsburg, Georgia, this is Dr. John Kreutz.
Welcome to Integrated. Have you thought about the Pharisees and how much they knew their Bibles? But wasn't there a big problem with the Pharisees? They didn't love the Lord. You want to know your Bible, but it's really important to love the Lord, isn't it? We're going to talk about that today on Integrated. But before we get to that, let me just remind you to do the podcasty things. If you would, please give us a rating and review on the platform that you're engaging with this podcast, and tell a friend. It's so important to pass these episodes along in terms of expanding the conversation. And we're very thankful for those of you who have shared this with friends at church or friends that you just have in other places. It is a great blessing to hear of people checking out Integrated, even from places around the world. What a blessing that is. Thank you so much. It's a great encouragement to get to visit with you and to talk to us about not just learning the Bible, but putting it into practice. But specifically, we are talking about the great commandment to love the Lord your God with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And we established, yes, Jesus said clearly, this is number one, this is the best. But what are ways that we can cultivate our love for the Lord, right? That's where we're going in this current series. And today I want to talk about reading the Bible. And as I said, we don't want to do this in a hypocritical way. There is a way you can read the Bible that is not beneficial. It's not an expression of your love for the Lord, and it does not cultivate love for the Lord. So Jesus talked specifically about the hypocrisy of the scribes and the Pharisees in Matthew chapter 15, verse 7. He said, "You hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you when he said, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men.'" Of course, they were adding their bonus rules to the Bible commandments, and then they were enforcing their bonus rules over and above what the Word of God says. But we just want to make that observation. Here were people that their whole lives were about studying the Scripture, and yet they were empty of real love for the Lord. So that's not what we want to cultivate at all. But I do want to say the Bible is a key fuel in your love for God. So if you want to obey Jesus, what Jesus called the greatest commandment of all, to love the Lord with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself is the second one, of course. But if you want to cultivate the greatest one, then you need to be a person of the book, right? Why is the Bible so important when it comes to cultivating our love for the Lord? Well, how did you know what the great commandment is? Unless you were standing there when Jesus gave those words, you read it in a book. What book? The Bible. The Bible reveals the great commandment to us. So obviously, it's very important. And if you are going to see and savor, maybe as John Piper might say, the gospel, well, that's also going to come from the Word of God. If you're going to really know how much God loves you and how he's revealed that love to you as Jesus suffered and died on the cross for your sins and rose from the dead, well, that's going to come from the Scriptures. That's what we talked about in our last episode. So we've got to have the Bible if we're going to even meditate on how much God loves us and how much that's been manifested in the cross of Christ. We also know there's plenty of references that connect our love for God and our obedience to the commandments, right? Jesus says, if you love me, keep my commandments. Well, that's obviously all about the scripture. So the scriptures reveal God to us. The scripture reveals God's ways to us. So if we're going to love God, we're going to be people of the book. I want to take us to Deuteronomy as we kind of consider some of these things today. In Deuteronomy, of course, this is when Moses is about to bring the people into the promised land. And Deuteronomy is kind of, it's really, if you break down the word, what does that mean? It means the second law. In other words, he's sort of giving them the big refresher course right before they come into the promised land. And I just want to show you several references that Moses gives Israel that connect their love for God to their obedience to God in the scriptures. Deuteronomy 7, 12 and 13, and because you listen to these rules and keep and do them, the Lord your God will keep with you the covenant and the steadfast love that he swore to your fathers. He will love you and bless you and multiply you. He will also bless the fruit of your womb and the fruit of the ground and your grain and your wine and your oil and the increase of your herds and the young of your flock in the land that he swore to your fathers to give to you. So obviously lots of blessings come in there, but I just want to point out now you've got to be about the Bible. You've got to be about loving the Bible and loving the God of the Bible. And as you do, Israel, as you're going into the promised land, God is right there with you. He will be giving his love to you and he will be blessing you. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verses 12 and 13 continue this great theme where he says, "And now, Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and to keep the commandments and statutes of the Lord, which I am commanding you today for your good." So again, directly connecting obedience to God's word with our love for the Lord. And I think one of the things we're learning is loving God is not just about sentimental feelings about God, but it is heartfelt religion. In other words, it's not empty or hollow going through the motions. There's a motivation toward the Lord the word is love, right? Of love for the Lord. But again, I want to separate that from just sentimentalism and just pure feelings, right? If you know it's the right thing to do to honor God and you do it, well, that is loving God. And that's really important. So, because in this verse, he connects our love for God, our walking in his ways, our serving the Lord with all of your heart and soul. Okay, that seems to be like the great commandment, doesn't it? Loving the Lord with all of your heart and soul. And here it's loving him and serving him and keeping the commandments, walking in his ways, fearing the Lord, right? That's that reverence and respect and awe that we have for the Lord. Okay, next chapter, Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 1. "You shall therefore love the Lord your God and keep his charge, his statutes, his rules, and his commandments always." Drop down to verse 13. He says, And if you will indeed obey my commandments that I command you today to love the Lord your God and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, he will give you rain for your land in its season. And he goes on to talk about more blessings that God will pour out on you. Here's a really interesting one in Deuteronomy chapter 13, where he says that God is going to allow false prophets to come around as a test. He says, starting in verse 1, if a prophet or a dreamer of dreams arises among you and gives you a sign or a wonder, and the sign or a wonder that he tells you comes to pass, and if he says, let us go after other gods which you have not known, and let us serve them, you shall not listen to the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams. For the Lord your God is testing you to know whether you love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. You shall walk after the Lord your God and fear him and keep his commandments and obey his voice, and you shall serve him and hold fast to him. Wow, that is a fascinating passage, just indicating the need for discernment, right? Don't just go along with somebody who says they're following God, even if they do a sign and a wonder. If they say things that flat go against scripture, don't go there. Why not? Because the Bible tells you not to, and it is connected to our love for God. We love God, we love his word, and we want to do what God says. We have to take a break. We'll talk more about this on the other side.
And we'll be back with more from Dr. Kratz in just a moment, who is teaching on how reading the Bible fuels your love for God. Think about that for just a second, because if a loving God grows through being a person of the book, then the question then becomes simple. What are you putting in front of yourself every day? What's feeding you? And you know, that's where Fortis Plus should earn a spot in your life. I'm serious, because it's absolutely free of charge. There's no catch, and it's loaded with hundreds of hours of audio and video content that we're adding to every single day. Think about it. If your spare time is getting eaten up by the noise that pulls you away from God, this is a way that you can fill that time with something that draws you toward God instead. Download Fortis Plus right now to your smartphone, your smart TV, or you can simply go to fortisplus.org. And all of the work that goes behind creating all of the resources and content that we release on Fortis Institute, you know, it runs on people just like you, men and women who believe in the mission of Fortis Institute so much that they want to join the mission so that more people in more places all over the world have access to the content we're creating. We call those people gospel partners, and we would be honored if you would consider joining us as an ongoing monthly gospel partner. Only if you're giving to your local church, however. That's the caveat that we have. You gotta be giving to your local church, because as a Christian, that's your number one giving priority in your life. And if you don't have that in order, we want you to obviously get that in order, because you don't need to be giving to anyone until you start giving to your local church, especially us. We do not want you to give to our ministry over your local church. And then once you get that area of your life taken care of and you have a margin where you might be able to join us as an ongoing monthly gospel partner, well, then we would welcome that with open arms. We know you have questions to what that would look like in your life, and we hopefully have all the answers you could possibly ever need available at fortisinstitute.org. And real quick, before we get back to Dr. Kratz, I also want to ask you a favor. Send this episode to someone in your life, a friend, a family member, someone close to you, because sending content personally means so much more than relying on them to find it randomly. So if you would, share this with someone in your life today. Now, let's get back to Dr. John Kratz. This is Integrated. Welcome back to Integrated.
It has to go from a theory, a concept, or even a theology. It has to move our hearts.
And now, back to your host, Dr. John Kratz.
Welcome back. We don't just want to go through the motions with the Lord. We want to do what we do out of love for God. We have been enjoying talking about ways to cultivate our love for God. And one of the ways God gives us to cultivate our love for him is knowing him better through the Bible. Now, before we get back into it, I want to tell you, The other day, someone came up to me and said, hey, you know, on the podcast, when you mentioned Libby Glossin and her podcast called The Better Way, it's a very intelligent podcast for women, where Libby is, again, applying the truths of God's word into the issues of life, specifically applying the truth to the roles, the godly roles of women and that sort of thing. Wonderful, engaging. And this person said, you know, I had never heard of that podcast, and you mentioned it, and I checked it out, and it's great. Well, I hope that's a good takeaway for the rest of you. When I tell you about a podcast, I'm not going to give you something that's not fantastic. So check out Libby. The Better Way is a great one. Well, we're talking about the greatest of the great, and that is the Word of God and God Himself, who gives us His Word. And we ended last time with that strange story in Deuteronomy 13 that sometimes God may even allow a false teacher to come along to test His people, as He did during that time. And He was testing not only whether or not they knew the truth and were discerning, but whether they loved God, whether they were internally driven and motivated to put God's word into practice and to be discerning and to get rid of that false teacher completely, clearly. And that's so important for us. So we're talking about engaging with the Bible in a heart level way. And I want to take us to Psalm 119, because Psalm 119, of course, is the longest chapter in the Bible, the longest psalm in the Bible, and almost every single verse in this psalm relates to the Bible. And so I just want you to see some examples of heart engagement that the psalmist, the author of Psalm 119, loaded into this psalm. Verses 14 through 16. In the way of your testimonies, I delight. As much as in all riches, I will meditate on your precepts, and I will fix my eyes on your ways. I will delight in your statutes. I will not forget your word. Now, it talks about delighting in God's word. You might say, well, that didn't specifically say, I love the Lord, and therefore I'm in the word. But what I'm saying is, it's not so easy to just nail down and isolate what it means to love God. You might say that this is a parallel idea, because what I'm saying is, it's this internal motivation. It's the opposite of empty religion, just external actions, religious activities. That's not loving God. Loving God is internal, heartfelt drive and motivation and delight and joy in doing the things that we do. You might say, well, is it enough that I just delight and have happy feelings about God, and then I can do whatever I want to? That reminds me of that fella I talked to, and he wanted me to know, he knew I was a pastor. And so he said, I just want you to know, I can worship God just as well in my living room as I can at your church, right? He was kind of letting me know, I ain't coming to visit you on Sunday, but you know, it's okay. We have a good relationship. It was fine. But, that wasn't the conversation, you know, that I could have followed up in that way. But had I kept going there and pushing him a bit to challenge what he declared, that he can worship God just as well in his living room as he can in, you know, at coming to visit Faith Bible Church on Sunday. Well, you can absolutely worship God in your living room, but you're not obeying what God says in His word. And so these motivations and feelings of worship in spirit also have to match up with worship in truth
worship according to the scriptures, which the scriptures tell us that God's people are to gather together on the Lord's Day to hear from him as his word is proclaimed and to praise and worship him with our songs and our prayers as well. So, all right, Psalm 119, we're talking about heartfelt stuff. It can be delighting in God's law and God's word, but it's connected to our love for the Lord. In verse 24 of Psalm 19, your testimonies are my delight. They are my counselors. Okay, they're my delight. 38, confirm to your servant your promise that you may be feared. Okay, God's word is another translation of that talks about how it's your word that gives me reverence for you. It reveals you to me, that fills my heart with reverence. Well, that same reverence and fear of God goes directly with our love for the Lord. All right, verse 41. Let your steadfast love come to me, O Lord, your salvation according to your promise. Again, God reveals his word himself and his love for us through the word and through his wonderful promises. Verse 64, the earth, O Lord, is full of your steadfast love. Teach me your statutes. Oh, how it's so related to learning about God's love for us. Let your steadfast love comfort me according to your promise to your servant. That's verse 76. And one more, verse 149. Hear my voice according to your steadfast love. O Lord, according to your justice, give me life. Yes, I'm going to respond to the truth of God's word. I'm going to not only hear it, but I'm going to think about it and do it. And I want to suggest now that that's sort of the missing ingredient between just being a Bible knowledge nerd and being a young man or a young woman or an old man or an old woman who loves God. It's that we read the Bible to know God and to know what he wants us to do and to understand him and his ways more. You know what that is? That is meditation. Meditation is not magical. It's not Eastern mysticism. I've seen something recently that says, oh, if you want to grow in your focused attention, if you just do these meditation practices and mindfulness, that will help you. Well, yeah, it may help you pay attention in school. That's great. I mean, I hope you pay attention to things, especially the right things. But biblical meditation is not emptying your mind and focusing on a dot on the page. Biblical meditation is filling your mind with God's truth. Remember what the charge to Joshua was in Joshua 1:8, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous and then you will have good success. Okay, be loaded up with the scripture, be thinking about it. Of course, that great word in Psalm 1, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. So that's incredible. That's what we ought to be about. Fill your mind with God's truth. Think about it, ponder it, look at it from different directions. Apply it to your life. Ask questions of it. Think about it. Make a journal, right? Write about what you're learning. Write about what you see in that verse or that promise from God. The more you think about it, and it blurs into prayer, doesn't it? Then that's okay. Respond to the truth of God's word. Talk to God about it. Great. It's great when you're reading a book, you come to a puzzle, you're like, I don't know what the author meant there. Wouldn't it be great if you could pick up your phone and say, hey, author of this interesting book, what did you mean when you said that? What was that about? Was that a symbol of this or that? You know, or did you connect it to this? What about that? Well, when it comes to reading the Bible, you can talk to the author. You don't have to pick up your phone. You can just pray that God would help you and that God would give you insight and that God would energize your heart to fill you with joy, to fill you with wonder and awe, to fill you with love for the Lord, right? And even as Joshua, as the charge to Joshua was so clear, he said, I don't just want you to think about it. You're thinking about it in order to do it. And that's what we talked so much about on Integrated, not just knowing God's word, but putting God's word into practice. So may it be that we love our Lord by reading his word, thinking about it, and by doing God's word.
This has been Integrated from Dr. John Kreutz, a production of Fortis Institute. Our website is fortisinstitute.org, and it is your central hub for all things Fortis. If you've enjoyed Integrated with Dr. John Kreutz, would you please consider subscribing and sharing with your friends and church family? Also, would you prayerfully consider joining this labor of love by becoming an ongoing monthly gospel partner? And until next time, go serve your King.